Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
All right, welcome into the program. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a great playoff edition of Inside the Parker we have for you. Coming up, we're going to talk with former World Series champ, left fielder Cliff Floyd, who now works for MLB Network. He'll jump in and come by. Also, we'll talk to Malik Wright from MLBBro.com. He's around the Texas Rangers a lot. And the World Series is set. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Before we get to the World Series, and we will talk about the matchup, I'm sorry. We got to start with the Phillies and what I call a choke job. A lot of people don't want to use that word. How they couldn't, they didn't choke. Nobody expected them to go this far and all this poppycock, boulder dash nonsense. When they won game two, 10-0, people were like, I'm not watching this series. The Diamondbacks have nothing for the Phillies. They don't match up with them. Then don't forget, they blew game five where they had a lead. That was it. And they come home, and all these great players, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, these guys go 3-36 in the last two games at home? Really? All their star players were no-shows. Come on. If you would have told me that the Phillies would be up 3-2 and not be able to close out the Arizona Diamondbacks at home and just have to win one of the last two games, I'm not buying it. This is different from the Astros, who had trouble all year at home, had a losing record at home, and won one home playoff game. That's different. The Phillies were mashing at home and winning, and they came up big time small in the NLCS, and I'm not giving them a pass. The Phillies choked.
Number two.
I don't care what anybody says. I'm convinced, if I'm a baseball fan, I'd rather have a team go all in, win me a championship, fall off for the next 5 or 8 years, and call it a day, rather than having a team that's just relevant. I hear that all the time. I'd rather my team be relevant for 10 years. No, I'd rather my team go to the championship and have a chance to win, even if we can't sustain it. The Texas Rangers had a new ballpark. They spent $500 million on two up-the-middle players, right? Corey Seager and Marcus Semien. They went out. They signed Jacob deGrom. They knew that he had a chance that he could get injured, and they did it anyway. They made a trade for Max Scherzer. They took on more payroll. They wanted to win. This might not be sustainable. They might not make the playoffs next year. Who cares? If you're a Ranger fan, you got to feel great. Your team said they want to win. I got a stat for you. You ready for this? The Rangers, who are just a middle of the road, mostly nothing franchise, right? Has been the three World Series since the last time the Dallas Cowboys went to the Super Bowl. Did you hear me? They're a do-nothing franchise, and they've been to the World Series three times since the last time the Cowboys went to the Super Bowl. They've had way more success than the Cowboys. Even though most people would never admit it. Oh, it's all about the Cowboys. The Rangers are third-class citizens in Dallas. Really? Here they are in the World Series. I love what they did. They opened up their purses and they spent money. Bravo to the Rangers.
Number three.
All right, here we go. World Series. I will be in Arlington for games 1 and 2 starting, of course, Friday night. Can't wait. I'll be there Friday and Saturday, games 1 and 2. And, I mean, these two teams, both of them have been unbelievable on the road. Comeback ability. I like both of these teams. I really do, Arizona and the Rangers. But if you listen to the podcast all year long, I picked the Rangers to win the AL West. I liked them from the beginning. They're mashers. They got good starting pitching. I mean, Montgomery and Eovaldi have been spectacular in the postseason. If they get anything out of Scherzer, that will help. I like them. I like the lineup. Garcia is unstoppable. Are they going to pitch to him? If you're, they're going to make the same mistake that the Astros did. Garcia is unbelievable. Seager's great. They got some other guys who can get big knocks. I like everything about the Rangers. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination. I'm going to take the Texas Rangers and the over the upstart Diamondbacks, and I got the Rangers in 6 games. They get it done, and they do the improbable, which is they win a World Series after losing over 100 games just 2 years ago. Think about that. The Texas Rangers, World Series champs, it'll be their first in their team's history.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome into the podcast Cliff Floyd. Of course, played 17 years in the major leagues, won a World Series with the Florida Marlins, and is an analyst for MLB Network. What's up, Cliff? How are you?
Good, Rob. How you feeling?
Doing great. You get baseball in October, always great. We're ready for a World Series. Before we get there, Cliff, I've said that the Phillies choked. I can't believe that they didn't make it in. They blow game five, right? They had a chance to win that game. And then they can't seal a deal. Two games at home, their best hitters go 3-for-36 in those final two games at home, and they lose. What happened to the Phillies down the stretch?
Well, what happened is you ran into a buzzsaw letting a team that's really athletic get back to playing the way that, you know, the style of baseball they play. And, you know, we'll sit there at times, Rob, and say, well, you know, the D-backs, they got to play their style. They got to play their style to win ball games. What about if you're just good enough to stop that style? And then when the D-backs got hot, you gave a young team an inch, and that's the wrong thing to do. This time of year, you gave them an inch, and they took a mile on you. That's bottom line what happened. They outplayed them. They stole bases. You had Corbin Carroll with two stolen bases coming to the whole series, and he stole two in the last game, the most pivotal game of the series. So you look at how that unfolded. You let them score first. We saw the record when the first team when you score first, the team that scores first is going to win most of the games. It was 27-9. So I got a little tongue-tied there, but my point of it is you let a team score first, it alleviates the pressure. And for a young team like the D-backs, it worked in so many great ways throughout this series to allow a team that's young like them to get their legs up under them and sort of play their style, and it worked.
Let's talk about Carroll, who you mentioned. What an unbelievable rookie year. 25 home runs, 285. And he was a difference maker and got his team to the postseason. Like, they got off to such a great start. And then, like you say, he was pivotal in getting some big hits, stealing bases. What a player to jump on the scene and have his first year be something this special.
Well, we saw in game five, he made that mistake. He went back to second base on that ball to Trey Turner, right? Didn't know where he was. And I think what happened is, and he had a conversation last night on air when we had a chance to talk to him, Rob. He said, there were some dark days. And I'm saying to myself, 23 years old, rookie, you rich, you know what I'm saying? Everything going for you, ain't no dark days. But in his mind, he knew he was the guy. He knew he had to be the guy to do what he did last night. And he had his handprint all over, right? We talk about sac fly off Jose Alvarado, not throwing 100 miles an hour. And the biggest pitch of that bat.
Cliff, tell people how big that is. You know, like, people think, oh, just hit a fly ball. It ain't that easy to just hit a fly ball.
Hell no. I wish it was, right? For me, right? But I would tell you this. So it was 1-2, and he fouled off that ball down, right? And you're thinking, man, he got just enough of that. If I was Jose, I would have threw another one. But he came back with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball up, and that's exactly what he's looking for. For a young guy to have the mindset he has right now, look, I will not say dynasty. I refuse to say anything crazy, but I will say this. They have the making with that young core to be around for a long time based on the experience they're getting right now and how athletic they are and how they put the ball in play and how they teach manufacturing. To me, that's where the game is going. If you sit around and waiting for the homer, you'll be in a slump like we saw the Phillies the last couple games of this series.
Our guest is Cliff Fortloyd, of course, who played 17 years in the big leagues, won a World Series with the Florida Marlins, and is an analyst on MLB Network. Cliff, let's go to Bruce Bochy and the old dog kind of manager who's taken his third team to a World Series. I mean, it's impressive. San Diego, he went to the World Series. He won three with the Giants, and now here he is, comes out of retirement, gets off the rocking chair, and takes the Rangers his first year to the World Series. What kind of manager and what makes Bruce Bochy so special?
You know what? He just puts all these guys in a familiar situation. He keeps everything calm, cool, and collect. And you can say, well, a lot of managers do, but it's different. Like, I heard his presser you know, out of, you know, before spring training started, when he took the job, he was like, I've been on the couch for 3 years. I wasn't coming off for just anything, right? I didn't want to manage. I did what I wanted to do in the game. He accomplished all he wanted to accomplish. Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe he just wanted to, you know, a different situation. And I think that in itself, for me, Rob, was super important for that whole team of making those executive decisions to have a guy like Evan Carter. Let's speak for like Evan Carter. You're going to come in, you're going to play a little bit, you're going to figure yourself out. But by the way, wait, you can play this game at a high level. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're a rookie. I believe you can take these at bats into, you know, crucial situations and be a big part of our success. Those are the decisions that an OG will make. That if you're Chris Young and you're general manager of that team, you have to listen to Bruce Bochy. You have to believe that what he's telling you is he's been down this road before. He's had a guy who can actually, you know, go out there and be, you know, and be what Evan Carter's been. And can be what Leclerc has been in the back end of that bullpen. So you have so many different things that I think he brings to the table where if you sort of can sit back and take in what he's talking about, you're going to believe what he's saying and go out there and do what they're doing. That's just bottom line how I saw it. I mean, he was moving the lineup around. He was putting guys in certain situations. And whether you and I liked it or not, it worked. I think that's what you're getting from a vet.
No doubt about it. And the Rangers on the road, what do you make of that, to be able to win in the postseason, to go on the road and win all your road game? And obviously, to get to the World Series, you had to go back to Houston and win the last two, and you won the first two there. You win four games there, and then you win, you know, two in the other two series. To go 8-0 in the postseason on the road, that's unheard of.
It's unheard of, man. And you know what? You cover so many, you know, you cover all sports, right? You see everything. You see, I mean, this don't happen in basketball. It doesn't happen in certain, it don't happen in other sports. Our sport is the most unpredictable sport out there, in my opinion. It just really is. I just feel like it speaks to, you know, having short-term memory and things working your way and understanding what happens in the ballpark. Maybe you see the ball different, you know, in Houston as opposed to, I don't know. All I know is you can't explain this postseason. It's just a different year. It's two teams that's lost a lot in the last two seasons. Like, they've filled up the loss column, right? That you thinking that these teams shouldn't be there. But I think, Rob, is good for the sport. Why? Because, you know, you can lose heavily one year and scout right, draft right, figure out a way to find that diamond in the rough, get some guys to really believe, and turn your organization around. This should prove to the league that, you know what, we don't have to be in last place every year. Something can change just with a couple guys.
100%. Last thing, Cliff, I'm going to let you go. Your World Series pick, who wins, how many games, and why?
So I said it last night. Dan Plesac went with the, you know, D-backs. I went with the Rangers. I went with a little bit more experience. I went with, you know, Max Scherzer now making his third start as your third starter. I love the way Jordan Montgomery is throwing the ball. Obviously, Nathan Eovaldi has been incredible. Leclerc at the back end has been awesome. But I love their lineup. I think their lineup is one of those ones that doesn't heavily rely on the homer, right? Like, they're a team that can get hot and hit the ball at the ballpark, but they have some speed. They can hit the ball in the gap. And they have both, right? They have both covered. They can hit the three-run homer, but not heavily rely on. And I think that plays, you know, in their favor. And then both teams can win on the road, but I love how Texas wins on the road and quiets a storm with the fan base.
No doubt. I'm with you. I'm going with the Rangers. I like them all year. I picked them to win the AL West. I like the makeup of the team. I love Bochy. I love when they signed Seager and Semien, people thought they're crazy. They spent $500 million up the middle, Cliff. And I like both of those players. And Seager's a baller. And Semien at the top knocked in 100 runs. I like the team. So And Garcia, I mean, ridiculous. I don't know if I would even pitch to him. To be honest.
They better figure it out, Rob, for real. And you know what? Last thing I'll say is, can you believe this cat was DFA twice? I mean,
I can't believe it.
It don't make sense. But, you know, that's our sport for you. I mean, you know, that's when I talk about evaluating talent. You got to know what you have in house. Don't tell me that's a lot of swing and miss in there. I can fix that. I got the right guys and counts.
No doubt. All right. His name is Cliff Floyd. Check him out on MLB Network. Of course, they'll have wall-to-wall coverage of the World Series. You know, watch the game flip over to MLB Network. Pre-game, post-game, all the analysis, all the stuff. Can't wait. I'll be down in Arlington for the start of it. Game one, Friday night. Can't wait. Thanks, Cliff.
I'll see you there, big dog.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome in Malik Wright. He's a content reporter, senior reporter for MLBBro.com, and he's based in Arlington, Texas, does a lot of Texas Rangers game. And Malik, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Man, Rob, I'm blessed. I'm thankful that we're still playing baseball and it's almost Halloween out here in Arlington, man. How are you?
Doing great. I know. I mean, you were one of these guys early on. I know when we picked our staff picks for MLBBro.com, both me and you were the only ones who picked the Rangers. So it's interesting that me and you are talking on this. When did you know the Rangers had something going? I liked them from the start of the season. I actually picked them to win the AL West. But when did you know they had something special happening?
Yeah, I mean, the way that they started the season was just spectacular. Putting a thumping on the Philadelphia Phillies to get them out of here. But I think the time that I knew that there was World Series potential with this team was whenever Corey Seager first went injured. And Seager was, at that time, he was probably the MVP of baseball. I call him the best hitter in the game just with his slugging percentage. And I mean, the way he attacks the baseball, but while he was down, you had guys like Josh Jung, you had Marcus Semien going on his crazy run. Adolis Garcia, who he's become more known to the national media now. So I think being able to hold the fort down without Seager. And then as well, Jacob deGrom was hurt at that point too. So the team just loses their ace and just kept throwing punches and kept throwing punches. So with the bad bullpen, losing a lot of L's, I don't know. I kind of felt like I didn't know if the bullpen was ever going to figure itself out. But like I said, at the point of Seager's injury, when they were able to withstand that, I thought they'd be special.
And they did overcome Jacob DeGrom, but their pitching, Montgomery and Eovaldi, have been spectacular. I mean, you know, if you want to win in the postseason, you got to make plays, but you have to have pitching. And how surprised are you at how good those guys? I mean, especially we know Eovaldi's had pitched in the postseason and had some success, but Montgomery's been spectacular.
Yeah, and I mean, one way to put a blanket over a bad bullpen is to have your starters go long in the games, and that's what Montgomery and Eovaldi have both done for the Rangers. Nathan Eovaldi, I think he was one of the biggest signings of last free agency just because you get DeGrom and you also get the second-best pitcher, which it came out to be perfect insurance when you were really trying to stack your team. With DeGrom's injury history, I feel like that played a part in it. Eovaldi also a Texas native, so it was good to get him back out here. And for Jordan Montgomery, man, I don't know what the Yankees or Cardinals didn't see in this guy. I mean, he's a dog. We call him Big 50 out here in Arlington. He comes out to 50 Cent for his intro song. Big lefty. He's been huge. Came out in Game 7 and did his best Madison Bumgarner impression. Man, if Max Scherzer can be a shell of himself, then this is, like you say, you win with pitching. You win with two, three, four dominant starters. The Rangers for sure have two.
Our guest is Malik Wright. He's a senior content reporter for MLBBro.com. And you cover Marcus Semien for our website big time. What's Marcus's feeling? I mean, he signed with the Rangers a couple years ago last year. Well, you know, it was just a so-so year for him and not a great year for the Rangers. And boy, what a year he had this year, 100 RBIs out of the leadoff spot. How excited is he to make it to the World Series?
I mean, this is why he signed that big contract to get out here. And since he's been here, he set the tone last offseason. He was probably here around this time, early November, late October, whenever the Rangers were eliminated, working out every day. Other players were following his footsteps, working out with him too. I helped that. Feel like that helped build the chemistry. And I mean, when I just speak to him, he says it. This is why he's here. This is why he plays. Plays hard every day and stays focused on every pitch. And he himself saw the development of the bullpen, the development of guys like Garcia and Josh Jung. They got to follow his lead. It's been sort of a slow playoff at the plate for Marcus. He's played every game this year. He hasn't missed an inning. And I think he won't tell me, he won't admit it, but he got tired at the end of the season. He had his daughter a few weeks ago. And I think just having that on his mind while also not knowing where the Rangers would be in playoffs, being on the road. I get everybody has to be a professional, but I'm going to give him that mulligan, and I think he'll be big time for the World Series.
Last thing, let's get your World Series prediction. I know you covered the team closely, and you picked the Rangers to make it to the World Series before the playoffs, so I'm assuming that you're going to stick with that pick. Is that your pick? And in how many games, and who will be the World Series MVP?
I'm going to say Rangers in six, and I have I think Adolis Garcia steps up again and is the MVP, if not Corey Seager. And I have tremendous respect for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think this is going to be a great series. We have like almost 10 total All-Stars. You have Hall of Famers, Evan Longoria on the other side. Jeff Banister, former Ranger coach, is on that other side. And the Diamondbacks are scared of nobody. Corbin Carroll, Alec Thomas, these guys have been playing minor league championships forever, and they just turned that little stage into the big stage. Fearless group. I love what I see out of Ketel Marte as well. Not getting to watch him every day like I do Semien and getting to see how he's producing the playoffs, man. That guy, he deserved his flowers as one of the best second basemen in the league. But I think at some point the Rangers' offense is just going to overwhelm the Diamondbacks pitching, which they need to get to early because the Diamondbacks have a shutdown bullpen. But I think that Rangers offense carries them. They get the good start from Montgomery and Eovaldi, and also Max Scherzer throws a gem. So hopefully I can watch the team clinch in Arlington next Friday.
And here it is. I'm going to go off the beaten path. I'm going to say that they don't pitch to Garcia because he's so hot. They don't give him a lot to hit. And I'm going to pick Marcus Semien to bounce back and win the World Series MVP, getting this table set and getting big hits to start games. So I'm going to go with Marcus Semien as the World Series MVP. Thank you so much. His name is Malik Wright. Check out his content and his stuff at MLBBro.com.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Why baseball is better than the NBA and NFL, reason number 155, is pretty simple. The Arizona Diamondbacks. For real. Yes, they're in the World Series. I mean, people call it a fluke, whatever you want, but it happens more so than in other sports. The Orlando Magic just can't make the NBA Finals out of nowhere. Those teams, that doesn't happen. Give me examples. Out of nowhere, very seldom. The Arizona Diamondbacks were on nobody's radar. Nope, zero. Not to get there. And the NFL is the same. We talk about so many teams that still have never even been to a Super Bowl. And yet Arizona came out of virtually nowhere. The people of Phoenix and the surrounding areas, they're excited. They're thrilled. They cannot believe what this season turned into. Started off great, cooled off, looked like they weren't going to do anything, that it was just a false alarm, put it all together, and here they are. What a chance to win. Four games away from winning a World Series championship. You don't see that really in the NBA and NFL nearly as much as you do when you talk about Major League Baseball and teams coming out of nowhere and winning. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are definitely one of those teams. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.